We'll call the meeting to order and please stand for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Cameron, would you call the roll, please?
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present, guys.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay, public participation. First one we have down is Mayor Cyrulik. Roger.
I'm going to talk about the water treatment plant. Council talked in 2021 and 22 about some improvements at the water treatment plant. How many of them improvements have been completed to date?
We have gotten a lot of new valves in. They are putting in the new computer system. Will be done next week. That was the first phase of that. They're putting in all the new SCADA programs and putting in all that stuff to help run all the equipment. The lime softening, the lime towers that they're working on, they are building that equipment now. Hopefully, I'll have an update. Steve is looking into that. Lloyd was on to them. We're checking with them. And I'm thinking within the next few weeks, they're supposed to have that ready to go. I can refer to Steve, but that's exactly what I've been told. That is going to be the new upgrades of all the lime silo and the pumps and all the things that are there. That was the next phase of it. The other parts that we're working on, it's all in engineers' hands. They are getting everything built, put in, and part of it's done. Part of it is in the stage of being done. So that's as far as that is right at the moment.
So how much engineering have we got in 23 and 24 on that improvements?
All the engineering for almost all those projects have been, the engineering is already pretty much done. Now it'll just be a matter of waiting for when the state's going to free up the money. We've already said that we're going to try to do it in a quicker span. You know, we're going to do it in phases. So the next one would be the Quincy Street, the water tower, those projects, that will be the next ones, and that will be as the money is available. We'll be shovel ready already. They've already got the engineering done. They already have it ready to go. And it'll just be a matter of when those cycles come through with the money so we can get a forgiveness and the money brought in. So and that's going to be possibly next year, the way they talk
about. You've applied for that low interest loan?
That's what they're waiting on. Whenever that comes up, they're going to have it all ready to go and we'll be one of the
What's
first
the process?
Projects. Do what now?
What's the process of going through to get the loan?
They wait until the state and the federal government says that the money is there, and then they go ahead and they file their paperwork and have it already in there.
What is that application process?
Just that. Just the engineers will take and wait till they say that it's available, then they'll send in our shovel-ready project, and then they have to wait and get the money approved. But that's about the only steps of that project, really.
Did you see the contract in 2022 that the engineers had already performed for that low interest loan?
They've got it ready, but I did not, you know, I got to say that I did
you
had, not.
You had a contract that didn't come forward in 2022 in September.
Okay.
We spent $50,000 on engineering. That was a cost estimate of your water. To produce water. You and Tom signed off on the bills.
Okay.
Why didn't we apply for the loan in 23 when we already had that already done?
Because as far as I knew, that money had not been approved yet and had not been.
You got to apply for it first.
I know that, but.
But that's part of the application.
Okay. I wait for them to tell me when that. It's appropriate
Who, the
when
engineer?
They apply for it.
The engineer?
Yeah.
Mayor Roth?
Yes, I wait for my.
Are you working with the same engineer?
Yes. We still have the same engineering company. And I wait for them to tell me when that application needs to move forward, because then they'll have to get signatures from us to move it forward. But as far as I know, that has not came to fruition yet.
Have you talked to Mae Roth, your personally self, on it?
The last time that we talked to him was in an open meeting in the council, and they gave us the update on what they were working on and how that was proceeding. And that's probably the last time.
All the paperwork I seen had Lloyd Francis on it. He may not even know you exist. Everything came to Lloyd.
Yeah, and that's the way it usually is, the way it works.
And they started the process for this loan.
Okay.
Then in the middle of it, somebody said stop.
The money's not available yet.
Who stopped it?
I never had anything to say about stopping it.
The money's not available yet. I'd have to check with Clint, but to see actually what the cycle is on the low interest loans.
Clint's back there.
Clint, you back there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure what those are, Tom. I believe they are February of each year. It's, to the best of my knowledge, Steve, do you know for sure?
Can't hear him.
Roger can't hear you.
Is that correct?
It's been 5 minutes.
To the best of my knowledge, there's one cycle open each year, and it's either February or March of every year. But I don't usually deal directly with those low interest loan projects. Those are done by the engineers, so I'm not 100% sure on that.
Thank you, Clint.
Yep.
How many breaks in a water line in a block presents a problem for repair, replace? Is all breaks been put on the cloud?
All breaks are recorded and put down, I'm sure of that.
On the cloud?
Yes. Well, I don't know about putting it on the cloud. I know those guys keep a pretty good accurate record, and they keep it all in computerized.
That's where we was going to study when we needed repairs, major repairs.
And that's what we look at. The worst areas we have is what we've done first. If you remember, we had back along Lincoln School, down that alley over by Hardee's, that section, we kept having major breaks through there. We also had that cave-in on the highway, and we did those first. As soon as we had money available, we did those first. We've done two or three other smaller areas that we're doing at. And I understand what you're saying, because Quincy Street has, it looks like a zipper. And Main Street has got
We've had quite a few breaks on Quincy Street.
Yes, we have. And that's why it's the first one that's on this
list. We've had a lot of breaks on Alexander Street.
Yep. And we are looking at each one. So
what's the priority of that?
When the money's available and we can get to them, we put them at the top of the list.
If we're at 5 minutes, do you have an idea how much longer you want, Roger?
He wants to talk to about the floodplain. Anybody know anything about the floodplain that we got coming through the east side of town that goes into two Coon Creeks, that goes out by the viaduct? In our 100-foot plane, 100-foot.
The 100-year flood?
That's what the flood buyout was for, that we bought all those properties.
Yeah, we tore all the houses down. Mm-hmm. We don't have them tax bases now.
Right.
So what good's to tear the houses down if the water can't get away? All the timbers are on the Coon Creek, and there are all them tributaries coming through town. It's blocking the water.
But it can still... It doesn't have anything to destroy, so if it gets blocked somewhere, until it gets unblocked, it'll just back up.
The railroad trestle was always the big issue right there, Roger.
I'll talk to the railroad trestle in a minute. The timber holds all that water coming down. It's like putting a dam. You got a creek coming down, and the trees are going like this, and you got a valley for the water to run in about like this. Plus, there's dead trees in it. We had the money once, we used it on the square, long time ago. Remember that, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time you took care of anything
for the public. That square money was largely TIF money, though.
I just want you guys to be on notice. When we do, heaven bid we don't. When the flood comes, it's gonna be twice as worse. I've seen when the lightning struck, people sitting on their roofs waiting to be captured with a boat.
Those are 68, I remember that.
It's going to be worse this time because the water can't go nowhere. The timber's got it all blocked. Now, the issue with the railroad...
But the houses are gone, too.
We'll go back to the railroad, Danny. They got a whole bunch of ties right on the railroad tracks, right where that reservoir overflowed.
Oh, you're talking up right out of the roundhouse?
Over on the roundhouse. They took all the vacant, all the rotten railroad ties and stacked them right there. They're still there.
Well, the problem there is that we got a 6-foot, it's about total 6 foot coming out from underneath the railroad, but then it goes into a junction box and it goes into a 5-foot sewer. So from the very beginning, back when that was put in the 60s, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but when it comes up over the top of it and washes the railroad tracks away, it's going to...
But why does it come out of the top? Because you don't have the mechanism to drain it.
The only thing, what you got now, you got a Canadian railroad. I've been flooded twice on my pasture. TKS can't get to his office because there's too much water on his road. It just lapped about that much coming over Moore Street. When it comes over Moore Street, you've got about 4 or 5 homes that's going to get flooded. I'm just putting you on notice. Something's going to happen. We've been lucky so far. You need to clean the timbers out of the ditches. If I got to call somebody, I'll call. You got cars stacked up along the railroad, the trestle coming on 54 at the old liquor store. There's cars there. You got all that stuff. That's why we cleared all the houses out.
Right.
Because all that stuff come this way and come to the viaduct, and that's as far as it came.
Which drainage district is that?
I'm not sure, and I don't know whether they'd help you or not.
Yeah.
But it needs to be done.
That'd be a start right there.
We haven't done nothing for the public of trying to solve the water problem. But it's going to get worse if we have a rain.
So the big timber you're talking about is up around the reservoir?
54 all the way to the tavern.
And it is thick. It was up there.
And all the way down to the viaduct. On the other side of the viaduct, there's a place there that's got timber on it. I never went any further down that way.
Part of the reason that it backed up, though, was when it flooded through, washed the trailer off and a couple of houses off their foundation, and they crossed the under the viaduct and backed the water up because of that.
Them trees will back it up just as much as them houses.
Sure.
Because it's all growed in. The semis can't even see the stop sign at 54 and 10. Everything's growed up. They come around, as soon as they hit the corner, that's when the brakes go on. But you need to do something with it, guys.
That's a state property.
But stay on the low interest loan, guys. You had the opportunity in 22 to present it in 23, and somehow somebody missed it. It cost us $50,000. You guys, you signed off on it. You and John signed off on it. That's good money. Could have been used somewhere else.
And no, it is going to help
with the next application because all the prices of producing that water has changed. You've got higher wages. You got higher products to put in the water. Everything's raised. That $50,000, you might as well burn it.
Thank you.
That's why I quit. You guys need to do your job for the public.
Okay, Seth.
Hey, Rich. Seth Reddington. I came here 2 meetings ago. I specifically asked a question to Commissioner Wise, Commissioner Buchanan. The question I asked was, when their hourly employees are out working at their normal job during their normal scheduled workout, if they jumped on an emergency or fixed it or whatever, if they got any kind of extra compensation. Clearly, We go back to the minutes of the meeting, and both commissioners stated no. Now, I've repeatedly came in and asked. I'll just use one instance, make it easy, simple, but there's others. About the Apple and Pork Festival, Clinton Fire Department gets paid an hourly wage to go down there. I asked the question, why? For medical. If there's any incidents, they're on hand. When Roger Schrulich was the mayor, I asked the question, FOIA requested all the documents. I said, how can Commissioner Ballinger be driving the tram and being paid? There was a big deal because you can go through the bylaws and the codes, and there's a procedure. There's policies that show when you show up on a call that you initial your initials. If somebody else initials your initials for you, that's fraud. It's a major deal. What this commission, former commission, needs to do, you group individuals, you need to take the time and look and see if they're getting paid by the hour and calls went out at that time, why are they being paid for calls? Now, I'll give you a good example. When the storm went through last year, there was 33 calls. The fire department posted it, social media, hey. But it didn't take long to figure out that they ran 33 calls, and me sitting there reading that saying, they turned them all in. So sure enough, I'm sure that all you commissioners are aware that that went and got looked at. There was a report from the state police about that. If I'm not mistaken, it was 66 hours. It was turned in a three-hour block. There's a lot of that. Now, that department is funded with tax dollars. That's how those employees are paid. They receive a check from the city of Clinton. They are employees. With that being said, there needs to be an internal investigation. I've asked a dozen times, suggested it, that it needs to be done. The bigger question is, Tom, you're over finance. How can that many hours for that storm have ever been turned in and not caught? The other thing, every one of those individuals that got paid that money, that's a huge amount. Any man that's worth his salt that works for a living knows how many hours they work a week or by the month. And when they are paid that much over, it says right in the fire department's bylaws that they should be trustworthy and truthful, honest. Why did it take somebody to make the suggestion to have that even looked into? But there's a lot more. Tom, you made a comment a couple meetings ago that I keep bringing up the same stuff. You know why? Because you, over finance, should have looked into it. How many hours a week or how many hours a month do you spend up at the city hall going over financials? If a guy like me can pick this apart, somebody that's been in the banking industry as long as you, it ought to be pretty easy. With that being said, is everybody just turning a blind eye to a lot of stuff in this city? Now, I've asked a lot of questions about a lot of different things, and I've always got some wisecrack answers. And I've been personally invited. You got questions, come up here. Well, you know what? This past mayor came up here. There's pretty good dialogue. I've got all the paperwork, stacks and stacks and stacks at home, and I'll get a lot more. But there ain't much open dialogue going with it. This right here is simple. Every one of you sitting up here knows that there's a major problem. I don't know why you're trying to cover it up. Right's right and wrong's wrong. With that being said, Commissioner Ballinger, in a meeting You made a policy that put you in charge of all. What a disgrace. The other thing, the next meeting, you basically resigned from the department. With that being said, how can you run around town with your lights on, going to fires, if you're not a fireman? Would that be being an imposter? Now, I've asked that question before, wearing a chief's uniform to funerals, when I've got every piece of paper that says that you was never even actually on the department, according to the bylaws of said department. Now, when we talk about finances, there's a bunch more. I've got the paperwork. I went outside, got it, and it will be addressed. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Thank you for my time.
Thank you. Before you get up, hang on. I would like to have John address, you had a specific question, and it was about the event with the storm and the hours, and I think John does know how that was answered, and I would like for him to do it. And I know how I want to address and say it, but I think John would be easier. It was on that specific question.
I fully requested all the documentation. I got the letter.
And when that was brought to attention, I wanted him to address how we dealt with that and how that was taken care of.
You can do it for public record, but I can explain it. I've read it 100 times.
No, well, I'm just saying.
For public record, I'd love for you to explain.
When you ask us about when we are aware of something and what did we do, I would like him to explain that as a council, Tom, Kenny, all of us, when that came to light, we went Clint and everything, and how that was addressed and how that was taken care of.
So, what again was your question, please?
When we were made aware of the overpayment because of the hours, how did we take and deal with that? We immediately went to Clint and stuff, and how did we take and
How many months after that? It was five?
We did our due diligence in regards to, an investigation and whatnot. We made inquiries for an insurance company and whatnot, and we got some answers, and we implement them as a city. We took their recommendations and we implement them as a city. Some of them have been discussed here. We had some other questions, as to how Mr. Ballinger can show up or go to fire calls. He's still the commissioner. He is the commissioner of his department. He can go, to any fire call because it's his department. The commissioners have vast power and authority over their respective departments. It's being quantified as practically absolute.
With that being said, there are state laws that govern whether or not you can run emergency lights.
I don't believe, is running the fire truck emergency lights. I believe it's a different one.
Personal vehicle.
Yes. And he is still the commissioner. He can still go, and so long as he's wearing memorabilia that quantifies him as commissioner, he's well within his legal rights to do as such. Okay.
Now, John specifically asked you the question about the 66 hours, and you diverted from that to something else.
Mm-hmm. I gave an answer. I said that we referred it, we got an answer, and we implemented it.
Okay. Was the money paid back?
Money paid back.
By the said employees for overpayment, was it paid back to the city? And if so, how is that?
So your idea is that we should go after the employees, all those employees, and try to get the money back?
Absolutely.
And try to recall money?
They signed the sheets to get paid.
Okay.
That's the protocol.
If the city made an error, it's not usually on the employee. Why take it out on the employee?
Okay.
So that's just kind of bad practice, don't you think?
I know if I work for my employer and they overpay me, I bring it to their attention. And they take it out of the next week's check. Absolutely.
Well,
66 hours and 3 hours
of time. That is a question not for me, but for the finance department. That's how they deal with that. If you want, that is the treasurer type issue as to regards as to how payments are processed and handled.
Okay.
I could just only tell you the policies and procedures. moving forward.
There needs to be better checks.
Okay, we're way over the 5 minutes.
All of you commissioners sign off on those bills, and it should have been called a long time ago. Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of the minutes.
A motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, June 18th, 2024, be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Now, the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $24,786.64. Economic Development, $4,193.45. Police, $17,809.28. Fire, $7,014.11. Street, $18,327.94. Parks, $2,733.04. Public Health and Safety, $1,086.41. Emergency Services, $3,750. Police and Fire Commission, $1,000. Audit, $31,500. Garbage, $34.99. Cemetery, $383.93. Water Operations, $66,516.29. Sewer Operations, $8,719.16. EPA West Side Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Water Deposits, $190.82. Clinton Sanitary District, $82,454.02. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $133,826. Motor Fuel Tax, $5,557.13. Warner Hospital Health Services Operating Account, $315,663.54.
Motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Do we have any petitions?
No.
Okay. Report from the Department of Public Affairs. Just want to thank the American Legion for their work in getting some festivities for the 4th of July. Of course, the big question is the weather going to permit it? But we certainly hope the weather will break and for that day and they can have their festivities, which start, I think, before 8 o'clock in the morning with a walk. And then it's going to be a parade about 10. And then all sorts of other activities during the day till 5 o'clock. So report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
Just a couple of things. I was talking with Steve today, and the sidewalk project, it should start around the 15th of this month. We'll get them and get that done. And then oil and chipping will start within the next 4 to 6 weeks. We'll try to get some information out closer when we get close to that. For sure, let people know. That's all I have.
Report from the Department of Public Property.
Well, I've just got a few things. I'm awfully glad that Lloyd is enjoying some of the vacation. He's in Canada. He's up locating up there around the falls and stuff, and him and his wife. And I had a report that he was going to go up and see the Canadian side of the falls and stuff. So I'm glad that he's getting out and going and doing stuff. Kyle has been the guy in charge the last couple of weeks, and I think he's been getting his share of things that seem like it wants to go wrong. It can. Trying to locate a water main just yesterday, they had a little problem. The map just was not real accurate for whatever reason, but he got called in and he's doing really well. I wish Roger hadn't left. I'd like to have answered a couple of other questions real quick, and I will do that because I'm sitting here. And he started bringing up about 21 and 22. A lot of the problem is I do not have a working budget that I can just go out and just produce $1.5 to $2.5 million. I don't have it. We're paying off loans. We have two loans. We have a water tower. We have a main extension project that we're working on. Clint can take and jump up and yell at me anytime he wants to if I'm not producing what is exactly right. But when we were looking at that, even back in 21 and 22, we were trying to pay off the loans that we already have for the projects we had. We ended up getting money that was pretty much given to us because of COVID funds. It was a fund that they gave us money, and that gave us the money to do what we're doing at the plant now. The new valves, the new lime silo, the new equipment for the computer. That was $800,000 that was just kind of handed to us that we could take and go ahead and start on that project because it was ready to go. Engineers, I know Roger hates them with a passion. They are a necessary evil. I can't do anything in any project without them because it has to meet all the state and federal codes. If I could, it would be great. I understand where he gets frustrated. $50,000 to do these things and then we can't just proceed with it. But until that money is made available, I can't. I don't have it. I'm running on a strict budget. Seth, you are exactly right. And so was Roger. Equipment and stuff that it takes to run that plant, it's costing more every year. It's just the way it is. It's just part of the life of it. But we are trying to be good stewards. When the engineers gave us that report a month or so ago, he explained that we're looking at even bringing the timeline up because this money was going to be available. As soon as it is available, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and get them and they'll have everything ready. You have to have project shovel ready. It has to be ready to go in the ground. And then you get put up at the priority and you get put up at the top of this. I think you run into that with your job. If you got state jobs coming, they put priority on it, and that's when the money comes through, you get to go out and you build a new bridge or you build a road.
But everything's planned in advance.
And
don't wait till the last
week. We have everything planned, and just like I was explaining, everything is planned, everything is ready, but we just have to wait until the money is approved and we can do it. We're paying off these loans. We've got one that in this coming year that should be paid down, then the next one, and they're already trying to figure out how we can do this in a speedier manner. So I'm sorry he didn't stick around. That's what I was trying to explain to him. But that is part of this whole process. And if I could do it, I would. If I had a big pot of money, I'd have it done already. And as far as the bad pieces of main, there's nobody in this room that would not like to be able to fix every piece that keeps breaking. Because I don't like my guy being out freezing cold and fixing two main breaks in the same three block area. That's not my goal in life. And as money comes available, we will do that as quickly and to the best of our ability. That I can guarantee you. But I don't want him thinking that I've never shut down a project. I've never said, hey, we can't do that, you know, because we just don't have the money. It was never on the table until we have things paid off and we can get to that point. But I never just said, hey, don't shut that down. I never did that. But
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just making sure everybody out here knows that. I've never done that. That wasn't how it has come about. But we are doing it in progression of when we have the money available, when we can get it done, it will get done.
You know, there's a lot of talk. Water's a necessity. Water's a commodity.
And we have...
The water department should make
money. Excuse me. I'd like to advise the mayor and the council that at times of public participation...
Okay.
That there are members of the public that are allowed to speak. After that, it is not just an open dialogue between the council and the public. If a member of the public would like to speak, they should ask for permission from the mayor before just opening their mouth and talking.
But anyway, I've tried to explain that to the best of my ability, and I've done that at every meeting. I don't think I can do it any clearer, and I do try at best of my ability to make sure that everything's done. Other than that, everything else is running pretty smoothly with the water department. I do want to put on record that I want a closed session for the very next meeting to talk about personnel. We are making some changes. I've got things that I would like to talk about personnel in the next meeting. So I do want a closed session. I want to put it on right now. I don't want it. Any discussion other than that, but I want to put it on there. So next meeting, I'd like to have closed session put down here for personnel. And other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay, report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
I don't have anything. Ben, you got anything?
No, sir.
We have nothing tonight.
Okay, report from the Department of Finances. I don't have anything tonight either. So that moves us on to unfinished business.
Approve the purchase of 14 Taser 7s, accompany equipment and software for the police department from Axon Taser, not to exceed $50,000.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. I just have one thing to bring up. The last time we bought tasers, Commissioner Wise volunteered to get tased as an example, but we've yet to see that.
I tried.
Yeah, how about that? Okay, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried.
Approve resolution 2024-9, a resolution approving minor subdivision Taylor's First Edition.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried.
Approve the engineer estimate for improvements to West Lander Street from Rosewood Drive to Park Lane West Subdivision, $73,260.50.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried.
Approve design build contractor services contract with Core Construction and Farnsworth Group.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried.
Approve ordinance 1601, an ordinance authorizing real estate to go out for bid.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. And this is
611 North Quincy.
611, okay, North Quincy. All right. Call roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried.
New business.
Okay, new business. We have something to place on file.
Engineering services agreement, Woodlawn Cemetery Bridge with Cummins Engineering in the amount of $5,798.60. Resolution accepting bids for building lots 6, 7, and 21 at Park Lane West.
I might make a comment on the bridge contract. I had Taylor talk to Steve Lobb about how old that bridge was, and he looked on a National Register of Historic Bridges and found that the bridge was constructed in 1900. So, a little bit of interest there. I think it's important to that we maintain that. It's been shut up too long. Okay.
If I may inquire quickly, Ms. Sinclair, is it lot 23 or is it lot 21 for the resolution? So notice you read off lot 23.
I meant to say 21, but let me double check.
Okay, my resolution reflects lot 23, so I'm making the change to lot 21. This moment, I'll be sending it over to you promptly.
But in our June 18th meeting, we had the contractual purchase agreement for building lot 21 for $31,500.
Correct.
Yeah, it's 21.
Okay.
It's 21.
So that change we made, and I also, I submitted a report that I'd like to have put on file as well for the Park Lane West subdivision, so.
Okay, is that it? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Meeting adjourned.